I bought it below market, even if I were to sell it.
On a sunny afternoon, Tina Hsiao is riding with her agent, Al Lahab, in his Lexus. She has a stack of portfolios on her knees and is looking over the details for a three-bedroom house in Azusa.
Because I already have townhouse, so I want to look for something.
The best thing is look
different.
For three-unit.
Yeah, a duplex or three-unit, and then get a loan. So you just have to be actively looking. There's a lot of factors to it. It's not just buying the house at a very low cost. In any market, if you know how to look, you can always make money.
Tina is part of the army of Chinese investors pouring money into the U.S. housing market. They rush to the U.S. because they can buy what they cannot in China. Under current policy, each family can buy no more than two properties.
To them, it's something real, something they can hold on to. Because in China, you don't own the land. But then here, the sense that you're owning something makes them feel like, oh, look, I am, in Chinese we say 地主, which is landowner. It just makes them feel like they're rich and that they have control.
Tina works at the foreclosure department of a local bank in LA. She's lived in the States since 1999. Her job guarantees a stable paycheck, but Tina says it is not what she wants for her life. When she stumbled upon the real estate market a year ago, she saw her opportunity.
I think there's this moment when everything just clicks, went like that. I think I just got determined to say I need to take action, especially I have to take advantage of the housing market prices dropping.
In the past year, Tina taught herself about real estate by reading books and meeting with experts. Finally, she convinced her parents to give her about $400,000 as a starting fund.
You know, I just keep on telling them, it's time to buy a house, you know, and then eventually it penetrated through their brain cells and then it just kind of clicked. They say, let's do it.
Now Tina stands in front of a two-bedroom townhouse near Pasadena City College. She bought it with cash in late January. The house meets Tina's criteria for location and financing, and it's about $25,000 below the market price.
My motivation behind it is that I don't want to just work and get money and then spend, but I want to be able to use my money to grow money so I don't have to think about it. In the long term, I will be a wealthy person.
For that, Tina has a plan. Lease this house in Pasadena, buy a duplex nearby, refurbish and flip it for profit, and then look for another one to flip.
I was telling my friend or my coworker, it's kind of like a joke. You know, there's a family who owns Irvine, so all the residents have to pay to, you know, to the family. So I was like, oh, you know, maybe eventually I'll own Azusa and Pasadena and then San Gabriel Valley, and then you have to all pay to me.
Everything is possible.
While Americans are losing their homes, people from Tina's birth country are buying more houses than ever before. Chinese investors contribute 9% to the $41 billion in international sales for U.S. homes, becoming the second largest group of international home buyers in the U.S. Tina thinks the strong buying is actually helping American people out by getting them out of bad mortgages for a reasonable price. For her side, Tina knows risk is inevitable. She is undeterred.
You know, a lot of people are stopped by fear. They can make money, they can do that. And then later on, they regret it. It's like, oh, look, if I invested, then I would have made so much. But because of that, because I was scared that it would blah, 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 so I didn't do it. I think everyone has that fear. And then I was just able to kind of step over my fear.
After looking around the three-bedroom house in Azusa, Tina thinks it is nice, but not cheap enough for flipping. Tina says to get a good buy, you need to be patient. And now, Tina and Al are driving to her next target.